Next guests are Claire and Eb from Rocking Adelaide Mainstays, Stabitha and the Knifey Wifeys. They've been busy recently playing alongside some Aussie acts like the Bennies, Bench Press and Cable Ties, and are going to be rocking at the Gov this Saturday along with other locals, the Heartaches, who are debuting their new album Mess. Welcome to the show, guys. Thanks for joining us.
Hey.
How you doing?
So you're looking forward to this weekend's show?
Yeah, it should be pretty sweet. It's always nice to play at the Gov.
And there are some really amazing bands playing. It's the Heartaches. Is it Antonia and the Lazy Susan?
Yeah, that's
the one. Antonina. Either way, it's a name like that.
Definitely.
And Cecilia
Antonina.
Grizzly, her amazing Adelaide band that have been around for a while. So it'd be cool.
You know, I served one of the dudes from Cecilia Grizzly's mum in our shop one day. She was so lovely.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Sweet.
What that's do you nice serve thing in your shop?
Oh, CDs.
And how well do you know some of the members of these acts, considering you're both indie punk rockers and local mainstays?
Well, we don't know Antonia and the Lazy Susans at all, but Heartaches we've known for a while. Particularly Huey, our old guitarist, is like good friends with those guys. He's like their roadie and merch guy and stuff.
I want to say best friends.
Hey,
I want to say best friends.
Our band is best friends with them.
No, I want to say Huey's best friends with them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Underplay it. It's a real relationship.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Stabitha and the Knifey Wifeys have been on the scene for a few years now. Are you guys both part of the original lineup?
I am, but yeah. Claire is a noob. About the
thank
past
you for
12
constantly
months.
Constantly reminding me that's okay.
Yeah. Constantly threatened to kick her out of the band.
Yeah, like every band well practice, I have to bring pizza and sodas for everybody. I'm not allowed to enter the room until they tell me that I'm allowed to.
Is that until you bring a new member into the band yourself?
And then... Pretty much, yes. Okay. So I have to find somebody that can play, like, you know, a tambourine tremendously, or I don't know, bagpipes. You don't hear enough bagpipes these days. I would love to get somebody on bagpipes.
Or what are those little things, the...
Oh, yeah, you're doing a hand movement right now, and I know exactly what you're saying, but listeners will not know what you're saying. They're like tiny hand symbols,
and
it's like when you're pretending to be a crab, that's exactly what it looks like, what you're playing. Anyways,
just you need one of those in the band?
Yeah, hit us up if anyone can play bagpipes and rules. Yep.
Interestingly, leads into my next question, because you've developed a distinct indie / punk rock sound in your act.
Uh-huh.
Why is this the best kind of music for you?
Because I can't write anything better. That is why.
If you could write a symphony, you would? Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah, probably. But, yeah, I'm just not that good. So.
Don't downplay it. Punk music is... People think that it's an easy genre, but it's definitely not easy. And I've played in a lot of different styles. I think you're very good at what you do, Eb.
Oh,
stop
geez
being down on yourself. Damn it.
I guess you can stay in the band if you're keeping your confidence like
yes
that.
Yes.
Nah, it's just, yeah. I think we all, me, I have short attention span. So I like short songs, loud songs. Mm. Yeah.
So what sort of things do you sing about in your songs? Are they a bit subversive at times or?
Yeah, there's like, I guess, a lot of feminist and semi-political things that we kind of sing about. It's mostly a song gets written when someone gets annoyed about something. So, yeah, that's usually the process. Yeah.
I imagine that could happen a bit in modern-day society.
Mm. Yeah, all the time.
Yep.
Yeah.
What sort of things in our current culture that maybe you're going to be critiquing in the new album or could do with a good critique?
Ooh. Now that you've asked me that question, I have no idea what the songs on the new album are about.
I think that's just a lot. I guess, well, I'm just interpreting the lyrics. Mm. But I feel like there's... kind of a lot about maybe like harassment and maybe bad relationships, maybe maybe like power dynamics or feeling disempowered and trying to take the power back, maybe.
Yeah,
agreeing, so that's fine.
Oh, damn it.
I guess that's...
I'm glad you even know the words to the song.
I don't.
I'm speaking with Claire and Eb from renowned local rock band Stabitha and the Knifey Wifeys. So your album, the last album, Cats Against Catcalls, was fantastically subversive and really, really well made. And can you tell us a bit about the new album?
Yeah, so this album, again, we recorded with Alex Upton, who's the drummer from The Heartaches, at South Bank Studios where we rehearsed. So it was a fun time recording that because it was just, like, easy and chill. Mm. I think, like Claire said, well, she pretty much just described before what's going to be on the album.
So we're going to launch it on the 15th of June at the Crown and Anchor Hotel. And it's going to be called, is it going to be called Warriors?
Yeah.
But like you're worrying, like W-O, no. Oh, no, I can't spell my worst fears. Yeah, there we go.
O-R-R-I-E-S.
That it.
Title pending.
No,
okay.
There's another R in there that I always forget.
Is there three R's?
Yeah, there's another R at the end before the S.
Yeah, we're going to sort it out by June 15th.
It's going to be a couple of different posters made.
Yeah, we'll try it out.
Yeah, there's going to be some R's like liquid papered on.
Yep, that's all right.
And we're catching at the Gov on Saturday, but what else do you have lined up in the future?
Oh, we've got a sweet gig in a couple of weeks as well. Oh, God, with so sick. It's going to be so good. With High Time and Stolen Youth, who were releasing one of their albums on vinyl.
Yeah, is it like an anniversary one?
I can't remember.
I'm pretty sure it's like a...
It's an older one.
Yeah.
And I can't remember which one it is.
It's going to be sick.
It's the worst. I'm the worst, not the album. That's fantastic.
Yeah, you are the worst. But, it's on the 27th of April at Enigma Bar.
Yeah, and Flangipanese from Brizzy, who are awesome. If you have not seen them, you should definitely go and see them. And
I think they're our best friend band. What do you think?
I think they are.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Because I brought it up. So yeah.
And Peanut Butter Crack Babies are on that gig as well, which is Todd Fogg's band.
I didn't know that's what it stood for. You told me, but I forgot.
which will be a good time. Those guys are always a good time.
Yeah, the band name is an acronym, which is like PCB.
BC?
B. CB. But I didn't know that.
We've already seen you try to spell it once this morning.
I know.
Don't stretch yourselves too much.
Sorry for letting you down. I'll remove myself.
Get out, Claire. You're fired.
With the when you launch the new album, could you perhaps go on a national tour with that?
Ooh, that would be the dream. And I think we'll get to all the cities at some stage, but, you know, we all have day jobs and it's hard to get time off of said day jobs sometimes to go away for a few weeks. Yeah. But
we'll definitely get there. I think we've been to Melbourne quite a few times and we've always had the reception there has been quite good.
Yeah.
And people are very nice.
And so. Frangipanis keep hassling us to go to Brisbane as well, which would be sweet. And the people from Void were super keen too. So
oh, really?
Maybe we'll make an appearance at Brisbane some stage, but we haven't booked the flights yet, so
Where are your favourite Adelaide venues when it comes to playing and going to gigs?
Ooh, I like the Cranker. The Cranker always sounds nice.
I like the Cranker because they have midnight spaghetti at the top, and if you play there, you get half price off of your spaghetti.
Oh.
So just recently we've been carbon up before we play.
It's the best. And they always get the mic stand the right height for me.
Yeah.
That's my number one priority,
That's an
really.
Important detail, yeah.
If I go in you and the mic it. Hits my forehead instead of my mouth, I'm not impressed.
You shouldn't deal with that. You deserve the best. No.
You know I'm exactly 5 foot. Six.
Yeah, put it on your band rider, how tall you are and how tall you want the mic.
Yeah.
And then measure it when you walk in.
So where can listeners go to check out more of your work and your music?
We have a Bandcamp page, but we're probably the easiest thing now is Spotify. If you just search Stabitha with a double B, STABBITH. And the Knifey Wifeys, it's on Spotify. We'll chuck the new album up on Spotify when it comes out as well. And yes.